Paul tells Timothy and us to do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. We'll take a look at that truth and how to handle it next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. All our lives we spend studying for this test, studying for that job, studying for this or that or the other thing. That's what we do. But when it comes to our relationship with Christ, oftentimes we leave off the study of God's Word, thinking it'll just happen by osmosis. Welcome to Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. If you'll join us for the next few minutes, we'll do just that. Study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. A workman who does not need to be ashamed. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
In John chapter 20, beginning at verse 23, Jesus says something where here he is ordaining and sending his disciples to do the same thing that he did. And remember what he said here, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now, that had come on the heels of what Jesus had just commissioned them and sending them when he said, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. This is an important section of Scripture because Jesus is laying out for us the main goal of Christian ministry. The main purpose of Christian ministry is the unconditional pardon for sins. This is the fulfillment of the promise made that when the day was coming in the new covenant, when he would remember our sins no more. Jeremiah 31, quoted in full in Hebrews chapter 8. So here the Lord is handing the disciples a ministry of reconciliation. And what the Lord is commissioning here by sending them, he was saying, as you go through the whole world preaching the kingdom, you have one great aim. That what I have done for you, you do to the ends of the earth. Pronounce forgiveness in my name. In other words, the goal of the ministry, the goal of what everything I do as a pastor, has at its root, as I preach, the purpose of announcing forgiveness of sins to all of those who believe. Now, I say this is extremely important for us. Because I believe there are countless people sitting in churches today who still don't know this, and that could be for a few different reasons. One, their pastors don't preach it, or number two, the people are not content with it. And the reason I say that they're not content with the kind of peace Christ is offering is because of a dilemma of things that we have not understood today in great contrast between the ministry that is distinctively Christian and a ministry that may be under the name of Christian, but is distinctively pagan. Calvin captured it well when he said, many other things are undoubtedly contained in the gospel, but the principal object which God intends to accomplish by it is to receive men into favor by not imputing their sins. If, therefore, we wish to show that we are faithful ministers of the gospel, we must give our most earnest attention to this subject. For the chief point of difference between the gospel and heathen philosophy lies in this, that the gospel makes the salvation of men to consist in the forgiveness of sins through free grace. Get that? All other heathen religions, now, heathen religion can fall under the rubric and fall under the title of being Christian today. All other heathen religion is concerned about is telling you how to live, how to stuff, how to climb your ladder to God, but that's not the main goal of the gospel. What makes this ministry, the Christian ministry, the distinctively Christian gospel ministry different? Is that it's telling you not to work, but believe in the one who's worked for you. I'm a heralder of this blessing. You know how hard it is for people to receive this? You know, people today are more satisfied with the way their own lives are lived. They are more satisfied with the good works they've done. They are completely satisfied with sermons that would never even mention sin, forgiveness, Christ. But just tell them how to live. And if most people evaluate what they're sitting under, that's all it's divulged into. Proof? You say, well, how do I know? Does the ministry you're sitting under, does the ministry you're receiving bring about a real conviction of sin so that in your life you're confessing sins and turning in confidence to Christ? See, that doesn't happen today a lot because most people want their own lives validated with how they're living. Be honest, how many sins did you confess last week? See what we're hardwired for? We're hardwired for law, but not gospel. Jesus is saying the primary object of Christian ministry is forgiveness. That is the heart of everything that he is sending us to accomplish. To break down men's hearts with the gospel, to shatter pride. And listen, that's what makes ministry so hard. For sins to be forgiven, there has to be real conviction, real confrontation. This is not a show. This is not light. This is searching men's hearts and confronting serious idolatry that is there. And as it has as its goal, the goal of bringing an end to you, to killing the old man. You know, sometimes people get angry when they're confronted about sin. And they're saying, you know, you're making me feel like maybe I'm not a Christian. And the answer is simply, do you have sin in your life that the word is exposing? You can't blame the messenger for that. But also the messenger can't forget the goal. The goal of confrontation is always, always to bring people to a place of forgiveness. That's what he reminds the disciples here. Never to forget the goal. As we crush, we don't leave people without hope. And that's where gospel ministry becomes so powerful. When there's a great contrast that occurs between the despair of our hearts because of sin and the wooing power of Christ's gracious love heralded as the answer. It's amazing what he says here. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if not, they're not. You know why the Lord spoke that way? Think about this. How great the Lord's assurance is here. Here's the point. He never wanted anyone to think that in his absence, just because he's not physically among us, we can't be sure that such sins are forgiven today. Think about what he does at this moment. In verse 22, in the middle of all of this, he says this. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He put together the sending of them with the Spirit. And then the forgiveness of sins, so that no one would ever think that when his pastors declare that sins are forgiven, it's not their word. It's not a human word. He was confirming for them what he promised, that the ministry of the new covenant would be a ministry of the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit doing? He is ministering to you through those sent, the righteousness of Christ. That's what I have desperately wanted to recover on Abounding Grace. I feel like the focus of Abounding Grace has been a recovery of what gospel ministry should be because it's so foreign to people today. They don't even know what it is. Listen, I say this all the time in preaching. Whosoever trusts in Christ, turns to Christ, believes in Christ, confessing his sins, their sins are forgiven. I don't say that on my own authority. I say that as one commissioned to preach the living word, which says that. And here's what the Lord desires. He wants those poor, struggling sinners like you, like me, who come every week to really be uplifted and ministered to the word of reconciliation. So that when the forgiveness of sins is announced, it's not Chris Gordon announcing it. He's not the one offering it. But that the Holy Spirit through me is reaching out the hand from heaven to give you that grace. This is what ordained ministry does. And keep in mind today, all these distinctions of ordained ministry are typically thrown down so that there's no distinction anymore. There's no appreciation of this. But this is not the view of the New Testament. Remember what the Apostle Paul said to the church in Corinth? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. See what the responsibility there is? God is speaking through his servants. When we say, be reconciled to God, come to his son, God himself is pleading. And Jesus wants you to know that when you turn to Christ, when you believe in him, you don't have to look to all these other places to be sure that God has forgiven your sins. It's right there in the word preached. That's what he was commissioning. This is why Paul said in Romans 10, Christ is near to you. How so? That when the word is brought to you, when you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's why the apostle gave a lot of explanation right after he said that. How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? Those who are sent are bringing the living word of the living Christ to you. And the whole thing is commissioned in peace. Always, 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 dear listener. The goal of Christian ministry is the forgiveness of sins. Be reconciled to Christ. So that just raises the question today. Don't you see how you measure a faithful ministry? What is its goal? If the goal, and this is so important, is to remove dealing and confronting sin, which has so happened in churches across this land, Robert Schuller's whole new reformation of self-esteem, remember that years ago in the megachurch movement that launched the whole megachurch theology and their whole approach to ministry was to remove the discussion about sin. And to build people up with positive self-esteem. This is Joel Osteen. This is the ministries that are happening all over the face of the earth today. All over your communities. That's not the goal. The goal is to seriously what? Confront sin. So that what? There would now be announced there's no condemnation for those who look to Jesus Christ. So that Christ would be brought. It is a worthless message to tell you that you're great. That you're doing well in life, to pat you on the back, have positive self-esteem, and then try to preach that Jesus had to die. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We have to announce in all power. The power of sin is the law. You are condemned under the law. And the law exposes you're helpless and naked and poor and blind and cold before God. But there's a way of escape. Turn your faces to Christ. Believe in his righteousness. Trust in him, and he will give you life. He will forgive all of your sins. Dear sinners, you need that. You need to be lifted up with that grace. And I would suggest today that the reason ministries fail is because they've forgotten the aim of Christian ministry, and the goal is forgiveness of sins. That's it. That's what we're about. That's what we do. So what are you sitting under today? What is your hope in life and in death? Struggling sinners, turn your face to Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And by his powerful life, he will make you to live. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we do give you a sincere invite. Join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.